For the first time since before the Christmas break, high school students can once again take part in extracurricular activities. Orillia Secondary School music teacher Laura Lee Mathy says students need to have outlets at school beyond the classroom. They really missed the community extracurriculars brings them, she said. In particular for music, this is really the only time they are playing their instrument with others, which is a unique experience for them. Students were able to rejoin their favorite teams and clubs again on February 14. For the music department, students must practice social distancing and follow ventilation guidelines. All music festivals will continue to be held virtually. Despite the restrictions, Mathy says Orillia students are feeling positive about returning to music. They all missed it, she said. Seeing their eyes light up during our first rehearsals was just lovely. The music program hopes to have some kind of community event this spring, but the school is still working out the details as currently they are not allowed to welcome spectators into the building. Grade 12 student Peyton Nee says she is thankful for the opportunity to return to music. Music gives students a way to express themselves, she said. You can feel the excitement of everybody with being able to get back. It is definitely something that was missed. Nee says extracurricular activities help boost school spirit. Our student council tried their best to keep the spirit up, she said. They did a great job, but nothing compares to having sports, bands, and all the things that bring students together from different classes. It's just a different feeling that connects people together as one. At Twin Lakes Secondary School, athletes have resumed practicing with an eye on competing in local championships. Basketball coach Andrew Corey says students will have to follow the same protocols that they had to follow in the fall when they first arrived at school. Some of the protocols include masking when off the court, using hand sanitizer, and following social distancing guidelines. Teams are once again traveling for away games, however, there will be no Georgian Bay Secondary School Association Championships or Ontario Federation of School Athletic Associations, OFSAA, championships for fall sports. The kids are excited, Corey said. There is some cautious optimism because they have been shut down before, but I think things are trending in the right direction. Corey says a lot of students were expecting winter sports to be completely cancelled. Even though OFSAA is cancelled, we are excited to be competing for local championships, he said. Corey says not having sports was negatively impacting the physical and mental health of students. Morale over the last year and a half has been really down, he said. I've noticed over the last couple of weeks that there is optimism in the air and people are excited. Grade 12B student John Snake said he was excited to return to the basketball and volleyball court this week. I came back for an extra year of high school to upgrade my grades and play one more year of sports because COVID canceled everything out, he said. Snake says extracurriculars are extra important for students who struggle with mental health. It's a coping mechanism for a lot of kids, he said. Having it back in our lives again benefits us a lot. High school sports and clubs also give students a chance to take part in activities that they might not have the money for outside of school. Kids rely on playing sports in high school, he said. It's the only way some kids will get a chance to play sports. For Snake, this is his last chance to make a push for a university or college scholarship. This is an opportunity to gain more film to send university coaches, he said. This gives me a way better opportunity than I had last year with everything cancelled,